It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from the Horseshoe in St. Mary's, Ohio, as our Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the New Knoxville Rangers in open sectional play here. And welcome, Jordan.
How's it going tonight, Brian?
It's going well, going well. In the first game tonight, we had the Ada Bulldogs taking on the Ridgemont.
Some kind of otter or beaver. Right?
Yeah, there you go, something like that. And Ada came away with a victory in that game. And they will take on the Marion Local Flyers on Friday night in the first round game. And hopefully we have a chance to come back Friday night, Jordan, and watch Marion and Ada play.
Yeah, absolutely. We would be taking on Upper Scioto Valley, I believe.
Yep. Currently, right now, Fort Recovery is the 5 seed, going to be playing host to the New Knoxville Rangers, which is the 12 seed. So, not too long ago, our Fort Recovery Indians did take on New Knoxville. And in that game, Fort Recovery came away with a 56-29 victory. And the quarter scores, I'll give you a little update and rundown on that, Jordan. Fort Recovery led out the end of one, 17-6. In the second quarter, we outscored New Knoxville 19-10 to take a 36-16 halftime lead. In the third quarter, it was even up 7-7. We still led by 20, 43-23. And in the fourth quarter, we outscored them 13-6 to win by 27 points, 56-29. Scoring for the Indians in that game, Kel Rammel led the way with 20 points. And Rex Leverett added 14. Alex Dews with 8, Reese Kukenbiller with 6, Landon Post with 4, Briggs Overman chipped in with 2, Troy Holman with 2. And for New Knoxville, they were led by Troy Dwinger with 15 points. Tyler Lammers added 4. Parker Jones, a freshman for them, chipped in with 5. And Andrew Luffel added 5 as well. So, doesn't seem like that long ago, Jordan, that we played them. So hopefully that recent game and memories, as I remember us talking about this game, kind of pay off for the Indians.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm anxious to see what New Knoxville is going to come out and do. You know, I think they're going to mix it up and really throw something at the Indians. And anxious to see what Coach Leverett has planned in his bag of tricks to see what we'll do to take care of these Rangers.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at MAC first and second team, came out earlier today, and so Connor Stonebreaker from Vassell's got Player of the Year, and obviously in the MAC, whoever wins the MAC championship, also they get Coach of the Year. So that happened to be Marion Local Flyers was our MAC champions, and Kirk Guttermiller then was Coach of the Year. And we had one Fort Recovery athlete, obviously, on that first team for us, and that is senior Kel Rammel.
Yeah. You know, and I think we're all maybe a little biased here at Fort Recovery, but we were all hoping and pulling some strings and trying to get, you know, hoping that Kel would take that MAC Player of the Year. And, you know, the kid had a great season, and we, you know, don't wish anything but the best for him. So, but, you know how it goes to all the coaches in the MAC and how votes go, and Connor Stonebreaker got, you know, and he deserved it.
I was going to say, he's deserving athlete as well.
Yeah,
you know, him and Kel really didn't have a whole lot of differences in points and rebounds. You know, I don't know if Connor, in fact, he's going on to play at Hillsdale Division II school, you know, which I'll be fortunate enough to watch him play next year with Olivia being up there and get to see the Stonebreaker family and Jackie. But you know, I don't know if that had something to play with it as well. But definitely, like you said, we definitely feel Kel deserved that honor. So, but nonetheless, still first team is a great accomplishment as well.
Absolutely.
And then other players for that was Luke Sweeterman from Coldwater, Tate Hess, Jack Kanapke, and Jaden Mesher, all from Marion Local. Cole Richard from Minster, Aaron Tiemann from New Bremen, Luke Beike and Evan Bowers from St. Henry. Cameron Eller, who's a freshman on that list, and I actually thought he might get player of the year.
That was incredible
as well, because he's a 6-foot guard, and he had just as almost as many rebounds as points, steals, assists, and everything else as Connor and Kale did. So I think he'll get it probably for the next 3 years if I had to guess.
I'm going to say he's going to be right there, that's for sure.
And then his teammate Landon Grothaus from St. John's as well, and then Connor Stonebreaker rounds out the 12 for the first team. Landon Post did make second team, and he was the only Fort Recovery Indian on second team. And Troy DeWinger here from New Knoxville also made second team as a junior. And then honorable mention was junior Rex Leverett for Fort Recovery. And honorable mention list, unless you get a vote from the coaches, then the coaches can pick who they would like to put on that team from their own team. So I don't know if some people know how that works, but basically the coaches all vote for 12 players. You can nominate whoever you want as coaches, and then you pick your 12 is the highest and one is the lowest, and whoever gets votes, you fill out first team, second team. So you could have, if you get a vote, you know, it could be 12 and 12, it could be 12 and 8, however that second team fills out as the people votes, and then everyone coach then gets to put an honorable mention up there, so...
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of how that works. So let's take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be back on the Wayne IGA pregame.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, and they'll have it ready to go for you for lunch or supper. And they'll have it every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here with Coach Bob Leverett at St. Mary's, getting ready to play New Knoxville here in a little bit in the sectional semifinal. We played them a couple weeks ago, beat them pretty easily, but I'm thinking if we take them for granted, we could be in trouble. What are you thinking about tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's tournament time. You throw the records out. It's a brand new season for everybody. So, you know, we didn't really show a lot a couple weeks ago. We came out and just kind of played a half court man-to-man. Stayed aggressive, stayed within our system. So tonight we're going to throw some different things at them. Hopefully get it up and down the floor a little bit more, and hopefully the same result as a couple weeks ago.
That'll be great. Thanks for talking to us, Coach. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, and we're back again. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter from the Horseshoe at St. Mary's, Ohio, bringing you tonight's sectional semifinals with our Fort Recovery Indians against the New Knoxville Rangers. And, Jordan, what do you think tonight's keys to the game is going to be?
You know, I think, you know, more or less, you know, shutting down Dwyer. You know, he had 15 on us the last time we played these guys, and, you know, I think that's going to be their kind of go-to outlet guy I look for. And, you know, I think if we just play our game, play some, you know, tough-nosed defense and get down and execute on, you know, in our offense, you know, I don't think we're having any problem with the Rangers.
Yeah, I was actually impressed in the last game against our man-to-man. I was impressed with their action against it. So hopefully we can be able to do a better job of guarding that tonight. So
yeah, hopefully our closeouts and everything have been cleaned up. And, you know, it'll be a great contest.
All right, we're getting ready for our national anthems. We'll take a break and be right back for the start of tonight's action.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, and they'll have it ready to go for you for lunch or supper. And they'll have it every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back again here. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from the Horseshoe over here at St. Mary's as they're announcing the cheerleaders for both squads. And again, the Fort Recovery Indians is going to be the home team, and the New Knoxville Rangers is going to be the visiting team on the school board. Our Indians are obviously in our home whites with purple and a little gray trim on those. And New Knoxville is going to be in red and gray trim as well. So as we're getting ready to figure out who we're going to be starting, and hopefully these numbers are correct, since they weren't correct in the program. So as we were talking beforehand, Jordan, about you know, what we thought the keys to the game, you know, it was going to be is, you know, we talked about this when we got up here and about action going on in girls basketball in Division I in the state of Ohio. The number one ranked team and 22-0 West Claremont goes into a sectional play and semifinal and took a play-in game, and they take on Kings High School, and who was the 26th seeded team, and Kings beat West Claremont.
That's crazy.
And so I know today before we left the house today, I told Daniel, I said, hey, you know, be in the moment. Enjoy this moment as a senior, right? And there's no guarantees of Friday night.
Yeah.
And teams that look ahead usually don't get to play Friday night.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, our guys are fired up, you know, and don't look at that 27-point victory last time as something that's going to be easy. And hopefully we don't take it for granted.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've coached and I've coached, and, you know, we both know that, you know, any given night, you don't know who's going to be hot. You don't know what's going to happen. So we're all set to Daniel, so I'm expecting some big things tonight.
Yeah, so getting ready for the starting lineup for Fort Recovery, we got the same line that Coach Loverat has been going with, and that is senior Landon Post against second-team All-MAC, and I thought Landon's had a pretty good year himself, so I'm happy for that young man to get that second-team All-Honor. He stands in at 6 foot again, a senior, wearing number 0. We also have Troy Holman, number 10, a 6 foot junior. Again, Troy Holman, you know, he's kind of the dirty, kind of does all the dirty little things for a team that doesn't really get the recognition of the other guys. But without Troy Holman, your team's not going to be as good.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just does all those little things. Then we have Rex Loverett, number 12, a 6'4 junior. He was honorable mention. And I thought Rex has had a good year. Came on late, had the last few games and really had some big games for them. Then we have number 21, Daniel Patch, a 6'7 senior. And, you know, Daniel, I think, is, I think, struggled a little bit shooting from the outside of what I think he thought he was going to be able to do this year. And then with Kel playing inside a lot, that's kind of forced Daniel outside some.
Yeah.
And so he's got to be able to, you know, hit some shots tonight for us as well to stretch things out for Kel. And then that rounds out our first team all-conference player, Kel Remmel, number 22, 6'5 senior. And we all know about Kel, you know, coming in averaging 23 a game, almost 10 rebounds a game. And, you know, he's definitely the leader out there for us and does a lot of things well for us. So, and we're getting ready to hear the New Knoxville Rangers starting lineup here. So I think it'd be interesting, too. Do you think they'll come out and start out with a jump defense on Kel?
I kind of think so. It's going to be interesting to see if they try to do a, you know, maybe a box and one or something. And it's going to be interesting. I can't really put my finger on it because, you know, they can't compete with their size. So I don't see them playing any kind of zone.
They played a zone last time, and we were able to high-low them to death.
Yeah.
That was a game, I think, if I remember right, Daniel had like 5 or so assists inside to Kel where we just were lobbing it up like crazy.
Exactly.
And Kel was able to take it up. So,
you know, maybe they might play a matchup zone, you know, really bank on their help side defense. But like I said, you see the guys they have and the size they have. And it's just, to me, it's going to be a struggle for them unless they spread the court, you know, play a quick game and try to, you know, force some turnovers off the get-go. So
yeah, and the starting lineup for New Knoxville Rangers is going to be number 3, Andrew Luffel. He's a 5'9 junior. Jay Waterman, number 4, he is a 6 foot junior. Number 10, Jay Schrader, is a 5'11 sophomore. Number 11, Troy Dwinger, is a 5'11 junior. And number 33, Tyler Lammers, is a 6'2 junior. So as you stated, definitely outsized them for Coach Carson Manger. So it'll be interesting here. We're just seconds, moments away from our tip here, and you know, thank you for listening to this broadcast and the Wayne IGA pregame show, and we're ready here for the 10-cover tip-off. And Kel Ramel goes up and gets the tip, but New Knoxville does control the ball. Dwinger has it on the right, left-hand side. Rangers are going left to right on your radio dial, and the Indians are going right to left. Quick turnover here by New Knoxville as they were miscommunication play there between Schrader and
Luffel.
Yep, Luffel, and so it'll be Indians ball. Looks like they are matching up here. Man,
it's a quiet gym, isn't it? Quiet?
It is. This is large. We're up here in the balcony, and just so you know, Jordan and I are both scared of heights, so this is interesting here. A lot of, you know, not the best of crowds right here for both teams, but nonetheless, as you say, it's a big gymnasium, so you can hear everything. Kel Rimmel has the ball for the ends on the left-hand side over the Rex Leverett. Rex shoots a three. No good. Laying a post with a rebound. Rex throws it up to Troy Holman. It's going to be an over-the-back call on the Indians. So two possessions and two turnovers by both teams to start off. And not to start the Indians one.
They are. They're putting a lot of ball pressure. You know, they're picking up all the way at half court. You know, all the skip passes, they're all up in you. So it's going to be an interesting battle here.
I think both teams are trying to fill each other out here right now and see what's going on. Schrader has the ball, throws it over to Lammers. Up top, we have Luffel with the ball, swings it over to Dwinger. Dwinger guarded by Kel Rimmel.
Dwinger with the ball.
Yep.
Dwinger rotates the ball over to Schrader.
Indians come out here, and New Knoxville looks like they're going to be really patient right now. I bet they've thrown, what, 12, 13 passes right now?
I think so.
Not even looking for a shot, and Dwinger drives in there and scores the first two of the night on a nice drive by Troy Dwinger. And that's one thing they did last time was spread us out and beat us off the dribble really easy. Daniel Patch has the ball inside, kicks it out to Landon Post. And looks like a turnover on the Indians. So two possessions, two turnovers.
You know, like I was, we were number five. They have a number five Richling in. I can't remember saying his name too much last time we played them.
Yeah, I agree. Matter of fact,
Leffel with the ball. He rotates the ball over to Dwinger on the wing. Back over to Schrader. Schrader attacks. Back out to Richling. Richling attacks.
Schroeder has the ball up top, looking for a high ball screen by
Richland.
They are in four corners right now, being very patient. One dribble picked up for Richland, throws it over to Dwinger, dumps it in there to Lammers. Wow. Up and good.
4-0 in Rangers.
And this is what we were talking about early. Troy Holman quickly down the floor to Landon Post, back up to Kel Rimmel. Kel thinks about a three, drives in, hands off to Rex Leverett. Rex stops, 15-footer, and way short. Good hustle by Landon Post. But New Knoxville does control the ball, and this is the stuff we talked about. Tournament time, you can't take anything for granted. Right now, we look really sloppy. And again, they go four corners, and they're going to hold the ball. Dwinger has the ball up top on the left-hand side, guarded by Troy Holman. Throws it over to the left on the right-hand side. Back to Schroeder on the wing area. Drives baseline, throws it off of Daniel Patch's knee. Again, 5:13 to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. It is 4 for the Rangers and 0 for our Indians. New Knoxville has the ball out underneath. Dwinger is going to trigger it in.
Nowhere to go.
And almost a 5-second count, about 4.5, 4.75, and going to be a foul on Rex Leverett right there on the left-hand side.
And right now, it looks like the Indians are almost over-pressuring too much to the point that we can't close out.
Yeah.
You know, and they're getting easy penetration to the rim and, you know, those two dumps, and that's how they got 4 points.
And sometimes that's the happy medium of trying to know that you can pressure them and turn them over, but yet trying to do it too much to where it hurts you.
Exactly.
Schroeder has the ball up top, throws it over on the right-hand side to Leffel. Drives in, turns and pivots, throws it over to Rushling, turns it over. Kel Rimmel with the steal, pushing ahead to Landon Post. Landon back, lob pass to Kel Rimmel, and a lob dunk. Nice pass from Landon Post to Kel Rimmel on the lob dunk. Getting the Indians on the scoreboard.
Hopefully that brings some momentum here for the Indians.
Yeah, hopefully we get some energy. Right now we're picking up in a 1-2-2 full court pressure here. New Knoxville does a good job of breaking it, gets it across half court. Leffel has the ball. Indians are trapping
good
him.
Trap right
Post,
there.
Rex Leverett. And they're going to call a quick timeout, 30 seconds. Again, right now with 4:34 to go in the first quarter, Indians are trailing by 2, 4-2. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back. This just doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Warm is too clear.
Yeah. All right. Again, 4:33 to go here. New Knoxville has the ball, leading 4-2. Indians are picking up with a little bit of token pressure here, trying to get some traps, pressure, trying to speed up New Knoxville as they've been going four corners and been very deliberate with the basketball. Schroeder looks to drive, almost travels but doesn't. Swings the ball to left over to Rocheling. Shot up, and it's way short. And Rex Lovett corrals the rebound on the blocked shot. Cal Ramon with the ball, looking to push it up. Throws it across the landing post. Landon drives to the left, swings it back up to Rex. Looks like the Indians are trying to get set up. Cal Ramo 4-3. No good. Rebound New Knoxville.
Straight walking the ball floor.
Again,
trying to get organized here.
Yeah, again, they're going four corners.
The rim.
Schroeder beats him off the dribble. Throws out to Dwinger for three. Good. Right now, breakdown on the defensive part for the Indians. We just didn't guard him. Penetration, we help, and they kick out for three. Right now, they lead.
7-2.
Yep. 3.5 to go. Troy Holman brings the ball, hands over to Landon Post. Landon Post drives in, stop, and shoots a jumper. Gets fouled, so he's going to be going to the free throw line. Looks like it might be on Tyler Lammers. Yep, he picks up his first one.
And, you know, kind of like what we were talking about before, I feel like most majority of all their points so far now have come off of the, you know, the penetration kick. And hopefully we can figure out something to slow them down here.
Yeah, and Landon misses that one. Right now, Landon is a 77% free throw shooter, our best free throw shooter, and he misses that one. Steps up and hits the second one on the Hall Brother free throw line, giving him one, giving the Indians three.
Indians set back up in their 1-2-2. And Rangers are patient here.
Yeah, they're able to hit it in the high post to Rutschling, over to Dwinger. Schroeder thinks about a three but pulls it down. Closely guarded there by Daniel. Out on the left volleyball line is Schroeder right now. And he's trying to drive in. Kicks over to Lammers. Lammers throws back up to Leffel. Leffel over to Dwinger.
As much as I don't want to say, it's almost like they're stalling. You know?
They are stalling.
You know, absolutely.
Definitely they're stalling. They're trying to be very patient.
Oh, my gosh. Nice, right, believe.
Pat, nice pass between Daniel's legs, and it goes over to Lammers, and he blows the layup, and Landon Post gets a rebound. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Troy drives in, kicks out to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch for three. Good for Daniel Patch.
Big three there for Daniel.
Big three for Daniel. Right, and gives us seven. Now we trail by one, 7-6. Hopefully this can speed them up because right now they're playing their game. Turnover on New Knoxville. Kel Ramo with the steal. Kel's looking to drive. Pulls in, throws over to Landon Post. Swing it up. There you go. Another three for Daniel Patch. A little long off that one. Rex Leverett with a rebound.
Good tip out.
Throws it into Daniel Patch. Daniel goes up and powers it up and scores. And it puts the Indians on the scoreboard there on the lead. And again, best part about that is we get it in our press.
Yeah, yeah. Great cut there, too, by Daniel.
Right now, Dwinger has the ball, swings it over to Leffel. Again, Indians in a 1-2-2. Almost looks like a 2-2-1. We're so extended in that
thing.
Really trying to pressure him. Leffel has the ball on the right-hand side, swings it over to the Schrader. Hopefully we can get one of those skip passes across court here. Throws it over to Rushling, throws it back up to Dwinger on the right-hand side. Again, New Knoxville's being very patient. They're driving in. Kicks over to Lammers, over to Dwinger. Tip, yep. And Dwinger has the ball.
I think he's...
And blocked there by Daniel Patch. Troy Holman picks it up again. Cal Ramo headed transition. Cal goes up, finishes with his left hand. Way to push it up in transition there. Troy Holman to Cal Ramo for a layup. Indians take a lead by
left
three.
Down with pass over to Richland. Richland back to Schrader.
Indians lead with a minute left.
Schrader
10-7.
Kicks out to left full for three. Got it.
Tie ball game, 10-10. Again, we didn't scramble and match up out of that trap very well. Rex Leverett has the ball on the right-hand side. Goes over to Cal Ramo. Cal's looking to drive in, penetrate, spins. Step through, nice move by Cal Ramo and finishes, giving Cal Ramo six.
I think there might have been a little foul on that one, but.
No call here. And a good thing about this press is we put Rex Leverett, who's 6'4", at the top of that thing.
Yeah.
And almost a turnover by the Rangers. None, but Daniel Patch contests that shot, and he's able to hit that. Is Rutschling right in front of him, tying it up with 12 with 30 seconds to go. See what the Indians do here with Landon Post, bringing her across half court, drives in, turns and pivots, throws up
to
Rex.
Look at Daniel down there.
Yeah, that's a matchup, I think.
got to exploit because that kid's about 5'9", guarding Daniel.
And Daniel checks in at what, 6'7"?
Yep. Cal Ramel gets a ball screen from Daniel Patch. He drives in. Cal Ramel shoots a 15-footer. 7 seconds, gets a rebound, takes it back up. No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound and scores off of that one. Playing a little volleyball action there for the Indians. Half court heave and no good by the Rangers. And after one, our Indians lead 14-12. Your quick evaluation of that, Jordan?
Honestly, I'm not too sure what to take from it. You know, kind of a little scary, really. You know, they came out in four corners, and I think we overpressured them from the get-go, and then they got that easy penetration and kick. And, you know, but hats off to the Rangers as they're making a lot of shots right now.
They are, and making it tough on our Indians. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, and we're back again at the end of one. Our Indians are leading 14-12, and again, it's hard to make of this a little bit right now. You know, they're trying to fill each other out here. I get that in tournament play. New Knoxville obviously is coming in as the underdog, so they're going to do whatever they can to keep this thing close when you almost lose by 30 just a couple weeks ago. And they are definitely limiting our possessions by going four corners and, you know, keeping things under control. But the other thing with the Indians, I'm disappointed, and we were talking about in this commercial break, is our ability to contain the dribbler is not very good right now. And
not
so
at
that's
all.
How they're able to get some looks on us. We got some subs in. Alex Duzerig, Toby, and Reese Guggenbiller check in. Replace Rex Leverett, Cal Rammel, and Daniel Patch. So those three are on the floor with Landon Post and Troy Holman. Indians are going five out. Looks like a little dribble weave action.
Ooh.
Reese Guggenbiller gets the penetration, goes up, no good. Misses a shot. Troy Holman with the rebound, no good. Alex Dews loses the ball, and it's going to be a foul. Reach in on Reese Guggenbiller. Indians missed out on missing two point-blank shots on that. Hopefully that will not be costly here.
And number one, Parker Jones checks in for Lammers.
That's their freshman.
See, right now I wouldn't mind throwing a big in there. That just took out their biggest threat under the bucket.
Because we really don't have a post player, whether that be Rex, Daniel, or Kel, but our biggest three guys are sitting over there on the bench right
now.
Exactly. And their biggest guy on the floor is 5'9". Swinger has the ball on the right-hand side, drives in, splits the Indians, and goes up for a shot and gets fouled. That dribble penetration killed us in the season, and it's killing us right now.
And, you know, the other scary part of this is right now the Rangers got a taste of confidence. And
yes, they do.
They're just going to roll with that.
Yes, they do. Landon Post picks up his first foul. We'll see how that plays out. Yeah, that's the scary part. You give a team that shouldn't have confidence, and bad things can happen to you. Dwinger steps up and hits that one.
It's his 6-point.
Leading scorer for New Knoxville. And the second one, eyes and flies, and nothing but the bottom of the net on that one, giving him 7.
Ties the score up 14-all.
And our second quarter sponsor is Kaup Pharmacy here. We're just a little shy under a minute into it. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side. Trying to get organized, looking to drive in. Splits the defense and drives it up, and no call on that. Alex Dews with the rebound, up and good for Alex Dews. Nice offensive rebound put back for Alex Dews. Right spot, right time. And he's getting in our press, and New Knoxville's able to break that. Schroeder dribbles down, 3-on-1. Deflection
good
by
defense.
Alex. Or Reese Guggenbiller, nice deflection. Reese getting back into play, getting beat on it, hustling and not getting up any layups there by Reese.
And I think that time down, we extended our 1-2-2, and we started trapping up in those high corners.
We did. Bad part about that, and 1-2-2 is you can't give up the middle.
Yeah.
Turnover there in New Knoxville from Dwinger and Alex Dews on the loose ball. Good hustle by Alex and Troy Dwinger there. And it will be New Knoxville ball. Cal Rammel's checking in to replace Troy Holman. So we got Rammel, Dews, Guggenbiller, Toby, and Post on the floor.
Lammers checks in, back in for
but
Parker
against
Jones.
That 1-2-2, a weak spot is you can get a reversal and hit the middle and you can attack, and that's what New Knoxville's doing right now. So
and
Coach Banger is well coached with this, obviously.
Yeah, with their quick lineup, I mean, great block there by Reese Guggenbiller.
Drive in there, Andrew Leffel again beat us off the bounce, and Reese was able to recover. Again, that's got to be a concern for Coach Leverett there and our Indians. Dribble penetration, it leads to easy buckets, leads to fouls, and also kick out threes.
And oldest play in the book, yeah. Corner three there. Oh, nope.
Good help by Alex Dews on the drive, stopping the penetration by Luffel. Dwenger does recover the loose ball. Hands it over to Schroeder up top on the left-hand side. Guarded by Alex Dews. Throws it over to Rushling. He didn't even play in the first game against us.
He did not.
And gets called for a step there. Too many steps. Yeah, never even stepped foot on the
floor. I'm not sure if he... Did he dress?
I don't know. He might have been the injured, one of the injured players in the car wreck. Thinking about
that
it.
That could be, yeah.
And maybe that's why he was not even in uniform.
Indians check the ball in. Cale Ramel's walking the ball to the floor. Shaken Beggs, pass over to Landon Post on the wing. Landon hits Alex Deuce, attacks the rim, got it.
Nice drive and finish. Little dipsy-do there by Alex Deuce, good giving attack. Him 4 points. Again, Indians in the full court press. Cale Ramel with the steal. Crosses half court, behind the back, looking to attack. Stops, thinks about a three, hands it to Landon Post. Landon drives in, kicks over to Reese Guggenbiller. Nice dribble action from the Indians. Over to Cale Ramel on the left-hand side. Cale set back three, and no good. Rebound Rangers. Troy Doeringer is going to walk it up here for the Rangers, guarded by Riggs Toby. Indians are even pressing out of a miss right now. Luffel has the ball, swings it back up to Luffel. Luffel drives in, little Euro step on the hip, and loses the ball. Throws it off Alex Dews, but stays in bounds. Cale Ramel with it, attacking one-on-one right now behind the back. Goes up and lays it in. It's going to be a foul. Good, strong take by Cale Ramel.
Cale Ramel went coast to coast, and nobody was going to stop him. That was freight train coming through.
Absolutely. It's 5:27 to go in the second quarter. Indians lead right now 20-14. Cale has a chance to tack onto that lead. Right now we lead by six. Cale Ramel has eight. Steps to the Hall Brother free throw line. And Cale hits the free throw.
Indians set back up in their full court press here.
And they're able to break it pretty easy. Schroeder has the ball. Throws it over to Luffel. Luffel drives in. And they're going to call holding foul on the Indians.
That's going to be called on Riggs Toby.
Be Rangers ball underneath.
The Rangers are going to run on baseline out of bounds place here in a little bit.
They've had a few times, yep. Lammers catches it, screening the shooter again. We've seen that one a couple times and defend it really well there, trying to get it to Dwenger in bounce. Schroeder drives in, kicks over to Rushling, drives on the left-hand side, back to Luffel. Luffel on the left-hand side as they go four out, one in. Could have been for a push-off. Shoots it, air ball.
Indian ball.
No call on the shove-off there. Rex Leverett triggers it in to Cale Ramel. Throws it back to Rex.
And then the Rangers, they don't go very deep here, so they will, you know, maybe that's one of Leverett's, you know, ideas is trying to get them wore out. And
Alex Dews for three, no good. Deflected. And Cale Ramel shoots it and misses it. Reese Guggenbiller shoots it and misses it. Riggs Toby comes out with it and gets tackled. No call. Cale Ramel with a rebound and gets drugged down to the floor, and they call no jumping ball.
I don't know how you call that on the radio.
That was like a rugby scrum right there.
There was about four offensive rebounds. And
we missed 4 point blank shots.
All in the paint.
Yep. Lob pass to Cale Ramel. Kicks out to Reese Guggenbiller for three. Good. Reese Guggenbiller for three. 24-14, Indians start to open this thing up a little bit, leading by 10 here.
Yeah.
Able to break that 2-on-1, drive in for Schroeder, and gets blocked out of bounds by Cale Ramel. Be new Knoxville ball.
And, you know, a couple big baskets here for Alex Deuce and Reese Guggenbiller. You know, those are the guys you really need to start getting going and filling their roles, you know.
Yep. We had good looks. That was a great pass from Cale. He drew three guys to him and kicked out to an open Reese Guggenbiller.
Yeah, Daniel Patch checks in for Riggs Toby.
Right now, Luffel has the ball up top, swings it on the left-hand side of Rushling, dribbles it right back to the same spot he just got it from. And there in that four-corner look, great defense by Reese Guggenbiller, throws it over to Lammers, throws up a runner, no good. Daniel Patch with a rebound, throws out to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese drives in on the right-hand side, hands over to Cale Ramel. Cale drives in, throws it over to Daniel Patch. Ball screen from nice backdoor pass from Daniel to Reese.
Tipped out by Schroeder.
Yep. Fort recovery's ball.
I would have been okay with that pull up there, too.
Yeah, that, you know, we ran that dribble weave a lot, and I think they anticipated it, and Daniel and Reese both read it, backdoor play. Rex does get the ball, throws it over to Reese, left-hand side over to Kel Rammel. Skip pass to Rex Leverett for three. No good.
Good.
Got all parts of the rim on that one.
A little bit of English on that one.
And that gives Rex 5 points on the night.
Timeout by Coach Manger.
Indians lead by 13, 27-14. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back again. Brian Patch, Jordan Winter, bringing you action from the Horseshoe here in St. Mary's as our Fort Recovery Indians is starting to open this thing up here in the second quarter. We lead by 13 now, 27-14, with 3:33 to go on the clock.
And we switched up to a 2-2-1.
And they're able to break that. Dwinger has the ball on the left-hand side, drives in, throws it out to Luffel. Luffel with an air ball, rebound, Rutschling throws it in, gets it almost blocked by Rex. Rex does get the rebound. Troy Holman's walking it up for the Indians. High ball screen from Daniel Patch. Troy drives in and misses the layup, short on the layup, uncontested there. Dwinger with the ball for New Knoxville. Slowly bringing it up on the right-hand side. Nice crossover. Kicks out to Schroeder on the left-hand side. Thought about a three. Turned it down. That right there kind of tells you a little bit about New Knoxville. He had a wide-open three and didn't shoot it off of one pass. So gives you an idea they want to be very patient with the basketball. Lammers has the ball up high. Throws it over to Rutschling. Over to Dwinger for three. Good. Nice shot there by Troy Dwinger.
That is a kid you don't want to get hot.
He's got 10 right now. He had 15 against us the first time. Kel Rammel with the ball. Ooh. And, yep, charging call on Kel Rammel. They're knocking Dwinger down. So it will be New Knoxville's ball. That is the Indians' 15th foul. New Knoxville only has two currently right now. Indians jump back into that 2-2-1 full court pressure. Right now, we're just throwing all kinds of looks at them, making them try to figure things out. As they're throwing the ball back and forth is Luffel and Dwinger. And right now, we're not really pressing them real hard. Now we start to come up, and they're able to beat that. Rutschling for three in the corner. No good. Rex with a rebound. Outlets to Kel. Kel looking to push it up. Receives a high ball screen from Daniel Patch. Over to Troy Holman. Troy drives in, kicks over to Rex Leverett. Little Rex drives in, throws over to Kel Rammel.
Good
gets
fine.
A layup. Nice find from Rex Leverett to Kel Rammel. Giving Kel 11 points on the night. Indians jump back in that 2-2-1.
It's nice. The Indians are being patient, you know, trying to find the open man.
Yep. Turnover there forced by Kel. Landon picks it up, throws it over to Kel Rammel. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Troy drives in and loses the ball. And throws it. New Knoxville gets it and saves it from going out of bounds. And Troy Holman picks it up. It's going to be foul on Troy Dwinger. So it will be Indians ball underneath. 13 foul on the Rangers. Troy's going to trigger the ball inbounds here.
Kind of been a sloppy game, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I agree. Lob pass to Kel Rammel. Kel takes it up, forces it, no good, but gets an offensive rebound. That's one where not the best of shots for Kel, but he just goes up and gets it because he can out-jump everyone. And lays it back in, giving the Indians now 31-17
lead. Level over to Richling. They break the press. Back over to Schrader. Schrader attacks the rim. Kicks out to Troy Dwinger. Shoots a three on the wing. Off the backboard, Rex Leverett with the rebound.
Throws pushes ahead the ball to Landon up. Post.
Landon Post with the ball. He looks to attack. Rex Leverett for three. Off the rim, Daniel Patch with three, offensive rebound, up and good, and one.
Nice left hand by Daniel.
That was. You show him that, Coach?
No. That's one of those, I'm not sure if he even had control of the ball, but caught it one-handed and kept it in his left hand and threw it back up.
I don't know. I think I've seen your daughter do that a time or two, so maybe he's...
She actually finishes, yeah, better with her left than she does her right inside, so... With 7.4 clicks to go on the second quarter here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Our Indians now lead 33-17. Good quarter here for the Indians.
Yeah, they're playing a little bit more like themselves, and you know, maybe it just took that little bit to find their groove, their little niche. And that free throw is good by Daniel.
Able to cash in on that one, giving him 8 points on the night. This is one of those things you talked about in the beginning. It's trying to get some of those second guys besides Cal Ramble to score, and right now we're starting to do that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, not only to be widespread and to have opposite threats, but also the confidence standpoint for all these boys.
Yep. Shot, missed shot right there. Offensive rebound put up, and no good for Dwinger. And I think Kel and Rex and Daniel kind of detoured that shot a little bit. 30 seconds to go. Looks like the Indians might hold for one as Troy Holman has the ball here at half court. Closely guarded, though.
Schrader with a lot of ball pressure.
I was going to say, you might want to pick that up so we don't get a call. Kel Ramwell has the ball, receives a screen from Daniel Patch. He drives in, kicks out from Landon. No good from Landon. That's one of those shots, though. Wait to the last. Yeah. We shoot it with 12 seconds. We've done that now at the end of both quarters, giving them too much time. They come down. Schroeder has the ball now. He shoots a three. We got lucky there. Missed shot. Rebound Troy Holman. Throws over to Kel Ramwell. He throws up a three-quarter court shot. Looked good from him.
It did.
Just a little short and a little wide.
Oh,
so,
shoot.
Well, at the end of two quarters here, the Indians have the Rangers doubled up by 17. It is 34-17. We'll take a break and be back.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great meals during Lent. There will be fish, shrimp, and more for supper on Fridays, and most of their dinners will also include their salad bar and your choice of potato. For lunch, they'll have their fish sandwich, of course, and they'll also have their two-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, again, Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from the Horseshoe here and on our Cooper Farms halftime show. Sees our Indians out in front on New Knoxville Rangers by 17. We have them doubled up. At the end of the first quarter, it's 14-14. The second quarter saw a huge swing in action as our Indians outscored the New Knoxville Rangers 20-3 to take a 34-17 lead. Leading the way for New Knoxville is Troy Dwinger, who was their second-team all-conference player. He has 10 right now. And for our Fort Recovery Indians, leading the way for our Indians is our first-team all-conference performer, and Kel Ramo has 13. Daniel Patch has 8. Rex Leverett with 5. Alex Dews off the bench with 4. Reese Guggenbiller off the bench with 3. And Landon Post with 1. Anything stand out to you so far with that stuff, Jordan?
You know, obviously a great second quarter for the Indians, as we were, we had 20 over there, 3. So big improvement there, and I like the adjustments Coach kind of made. And, I think with the defense that we're running, the full court press, it's going to kind of slow them down, make them tired. It's going to be interesting to see what comes in the second half. If the Rangers keep the pace that they have, I think we're going to see them kind of start dying down here a little bit.
Well, you talked about them not being very deep. You know, they're playing 6 kids, and we're throwing all kinds of presses out there trying to wear them out, trying to speed the game up. And I think that's a great call by Coach Lorette, because they're trying to go 4 corners and slow the game down.
Yeah,
we want the game fast. You know, when you're the better team, you want to speed the game up and have more possessions. And so that's what Coach is trying to do. And, you know, early on, as you mentioned, we were over-trapping and over-pressuring probably too much, where we did, because of that, gave them easy drives to the baskets and kick-out threes. And we've done a much better job in that second quarter on allowing 3 points and doing a better job of that.
Yeah. And, you know, hats off, too, to the Rangers. I think that 1-2-2 and the 2-2-1s, you know, they're good defenses. If you get the ball in the middle, you know, it's a little bit easier to break. But, you know, I think you run those defenses to make other teams to throw bad passes. You know, make them make the turnovers versus us getting steals. And, you know, they did a good job at, you know, getting the ball down the floor. And, you know, one thing right now we're winning 34-17. I get it. But they're a young team. I don't think there's a senior on their roster. And I'm not trying to take anything away from them or from the Indians. But, they definitely have a bright future ahead of them.
Yeah, and the other part of it is right now we're having our way on the rebounds. That's something, we don't keep track of rebound stats. But, we've definitely, if we miss shots, we've definitely had our way of playing some volleyball back and forth up there on the backboard with ourselves. And, you know, that's a huge advantage right now with second chance points as well. So we'll see what adjustments are made here at halftime. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about what adjustments you would make, if any, based on both teams.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
All right, we're back again. Our Indians are leading here with 2:20 to go at halftime, 34-17. And we were talking about adjustments. Coach, what adjustments would you make if you are Coach Carson Manger from New Knoxville?
You know, it's going to be hard to make an adjustment for them, but I do still like what they're doing on the offensive side, trying to penetrate the ball, getting your kickouts and your, you know, your a little bit of your high-low actions. Defensively, I'm kind of shocked they haven't went to like a box and one yet. You know, bring some help side defense over, pack the middle, make Fort Recovery shoot the three ball. You know, because at times we can shoot well, and at other times, you know, we can struggle. So if I'm Carson Manger, that's in my head. You know, I'm gonna kind of hold their feet to the fire a little bit.
Right, and I don't think, I mean, you may go matchup zone, but the thing is, then we can use our size and high low in the depth with Kel, Daniel, yeah. Rex inside. So I don't know if they really want to do that or not. But so if you're Coach Leverett, what do you do?
You know, if I'm Coach Leverett, and you know, we were kind of talking about this here in our break a little bit, but you know, what we're doing right now is okay, but I'd be pounding that ball inside the boys you have, the 6'7", 6'6", you know, the strength and the weight and everything we have right now. There's no doubt in my mind we can't just shove it down their throats. So, you know, what do you think there, Coach?
I agree. You know, right now they're guarding with Daniel Rushling, who's about 5'9", 5'10", and Daniel's got probably close to 100 pounds on him. You know, Daniel's 6'7", 280. And if that's the matchup they want to go with, I think we get it inside. And like we were talking about, is open up the outside shot from within, whether that's post-entry passes, getting it in, making the defense collapse, and then kick it out for easy threes, or whether that being driving, getting paint touches with the drive, drawing help side, and kicking it out to wide-open threes on the backside wings. Or even let Kel go inside, because Kel's played on the perimeter a lot for us. And not that he's shot bad shots, but you know, he's much more effective, I think, inside and around the rim, and he hasn't really got it. I mean, he's getting to the basket because of his drives, but you know, they don't have a matchup for him inside either. I'd love to see him get a little more paint touches with post-entry passes.
Yeah, and you know, the Rangers are down 17. What do you see the Rangers doing?
It's hard right now. You're down 17. Yeah. You have a chance to win this. You got to keep the game flow going. You can't just sit and hold the ball a whole lot on offense. And you can't just sit in a 2-3 zone because we could come out and hold it ourselves.
Exactly.
So, all right, it's going to be Rangers ball to start here. Again, that was our Cooper Farm halftime show. Getting ready here for our third quarter, which is sponsored by Fowler Mechanical. Rangers have the ball on the left-hand side. Lammers has it up top to Rushling on the right-hand side. Hands off to Troy Doinger. Guarded there by Daniel Patch. Swings it over to Luffel. Kicks it back to Doinger. He drives in. Luffel is able to drive in. Kick it back up to Schroeder. And again, right there, they had a matchup they wanted with Doinger on Daniel, and he's not even looking to take him off the dribble. So they're definitely still trying to be patient down 17 here. Backdoor cut to Doinger. Goes up and throws it up. No good. Deflected there. Looks by Daniel. Kel Ramel gets a rebound. Pushes it up a little bit. Hands off to Troy Holman here at half court. Indians have something going with the set. Troy walks it up and yells at everyone to get to spots. Kel Ramel has the ball, and they directly do go inside to Daniel Patch. And Daniel got ready to spin, and they knocked it away from his hands. Just what we talked about there.
Good look.
Get it inside out of Daniel.
Not only that, I know it didn't fully develop, but it looked like Kale was going to be on that backside cut.
Right, and that's what Daniel, I think, was trying to hit him, was on a backdoor. Rex Leverett has the ball on the left-hand side, and he was wide open right there. Turns down the shot, throws it into Kel Ramel. Kel shoots and misses. Padding some stats here as he missed the first one, gets an offensive rebound and a putback and a foul on New Knoxville.
And I think you get a couple more, a little bit better screens there, that back screen. You know, if that would have held up, I think we would have had some really good looks off that.
And again, you know,
they go small. Parker Jones checks in for Lammers.
Not trying to toot our own horn here, but the first two possessions for the Indians are going inside. So, what we kind of talked about, Kel does cash in on the Hall Brothers free throw line there, giving him 16 on the night. And again, Indians jump into that 2-2-1. Buffalo has the ball on the left-hand side, skips it across. You know, we're really not trapping very hard.
No.
Which is kind of more of a token, not letting them just settle here for things.
Yeah.
As they break it, Doinger pulls it back to Schroeder, standing in the middle, hands it over to Doinger. Doinger drives in, kicks it over to Rushling, throws it back up to Schroeder up top. Schroeder looks to drive, handoffs to Jones. Back to Rushling, back to Luffel.
Schroeder,
good ball movement.
Three.
Yep, good ball movement. And very strong for the Rangers and off of Rex. And that's hard to rebound that when it's coming at you that fast. Yeah. So, be New Knoxville's ball here with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Indians still lead by 20 now, 37-17. New Knoxville struggling to get it in. Rushling does receive that. Short, Daniel Patch with a rebound. Throws it over to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel's dribbling down. Hands over to Rex Leverett. Rex drives in. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Gets it inside to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch, a little jump hook. Good. Up and good.
Just like we talked about, third time in a row.
Third possession and third paint touch there, and Daniel Patch with the recipient of a little jump hook.
That's great.
Taking advantage of what your strengths are and their weaknesses. Jones for three, way long on that end. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Pushing it in transition. Tack Rex. Throws it over to Landon Post. Open three. No good. Troy Holman with the strong rebound on the backside. We'll call that a pass.
Yeah.
Troy Holman, the recipient of that.
It didn't hit the rim, did it?
No, it did not. Landon Post a little strong. Troy Holman receives the backside, lays it in. Again, Indians into 2-2-1. Schroeder has the ball, drives in, and it's going to be a foul on Daniel Patch on the drive. Again, right now, our pressure is really not getting a lot. Really what it's doing, it's opening up middle drives as they're able to break it. And attack. They're doing a great job of attacking our press.
And they're making good passes.
Right,
you know?
Because they're able to get it in the middle. And then now it's 2-on-1. They have advantages. And we know that, too. Coach Leverett knows that. They're not really trying to attack it very hard.
Yeah.
That one they did.
Which is shocking, too, because, you know, they hesitate so much when they get the ball in the middle. If they would turn around and they would attack hard,
right,
they're going to get that look every time.
Right. Shot is up and good on the free throw for Jay Schrader. And second one is good as well.
Alex Deuce checking into the game for Daniel Patch. And it looks like the Rangers are going to come out here in a, never mind. I thought it was going to be a little bit of a press. And looks like they still match up.
41-19, the Indians lead with 5:12 to go. Troy Holman with the ball. Over to Kel Rammel now inside. Tries to flop and no call, and Kel's going to get fouled going up for two.
I would have been a little disappointed if they would have called a charge on that.
Yeah, that was definitely a flop. He dropped before Kel even put the ball on the floor. So Kel will go to the Hall Brother free throw line. First one is up and no good for Kel. Second one is up and good for Cal Rammel. Cashing in on that one.
Troy Dwanger bringing the ball up the floor.
Gives Cal 17 on the night.
Indians back in there 2-2-1.
Almost matching the New Knoxville Rangers. They get the ball in the high post with Schrader. Turns around, throws it over to Leffel. Back to Schrader. He drives in. Leffel thinks about a three, drives in, stops.
Good ball, good rotation by Alex Deuce.
Throws it over to Dwinger. No good. Landon Post with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Cal Rammel. Backside to Troy Holman. Troy drives in, stops, and loses the ball. Pick up from Dwinger. Luffles walking it up here for New Knoxville. Cross-court pass to Dwinger on the left-hand side. Into Rushling in the high post. Over to Luffel. Thought about a three. Throws it over to Schrader on the left-hand side. Over to Jones, the freshman.
And I do commend the Indians. We're playing really good help side defense.
Yeah, we're playing a little harder man-to-man defense here than what we were.
Absolutely.
Schroeder with the drive, kicks over to Dwinger. He thought about a three, drives into Cal Rammel. Cal just goes straight up with two hands and tosses it back. Cal Rammel now with the ball, throws it ahead to Landon Post. Landon thought about a three, drives from the left-hand side, stops, pivot. It's Cal Rammel for a trail three, no good.
In and out.
Rebound off of Jones's hands, out of bounds.
And those are the looks, like we were talking. Pounded in, not there, kick out. Great look for Cal. Just rimmed in and out. And
Reese Guggenbiller checks in, replaces Cal Rammel. Indians again with 3:52 to go on the clock in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Lead 42-19. Troy Holman triggers it into Rex Leverett. Rex over to Troy Holman on the right-hand side. Troy drives in, splits the defense. Great kick out to Reese Guggenbiller for three. Short. Reese gets his own rebound. Drives in, and no call on that. And it's going to be over-the-back call on Alex Dews as he was reaching over. Good looks for the Indians. Just come up a little short on those. Both of them there by Reese.
I'm a little biased, but I don't know how you get hit and it's not a blocker charge and you fall down.
It should be something. I agree. I'd say right now that's the recipient of a 42-19 lead.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because it's definitely, although I thought it was a charge, actually, but... And deflected pass by the Indians. They're going to call hold. Not sure how we came up with that on Rex Leverett. But
Rex was holding hands with somebody down there, I guess. That looked like a loose ball.
I thought so, too.
Both guys had hands on the ball. I'm not sure how Rex got called for a hold there, but Rex seems to pick up some of those that you're like, how is that a foul?
Left with the ball. He looks to attack the rim. Kicks out. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh. Reese put his foot up to knock it away, and actually I think it was deflected before that.
I think so, too. I think we had the turnover.
Yeah. And so, anyway, it's going to be Rangers' ball as they trigger it in. And Dwinger has the ball, kicks over to Schroeder. Schroeder drives into the left and throws back to Dwinger. Dwinger drives up and going to be a foul on Reese Guggenbiller and finishes for him. That gives him 12 points on the night.
That brings the score to 42-21.
Definitely their bright spot for them right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rex Leverett and Troy Holman check out. And Briggs Overman and Riggs Toby check in. And coach is taking a timeout, 30-second timeout. Let's take one here with them, and we'll be right back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And New Knoxville misses the free throws, and Riggs Toby gets a rebound. It's going to be a foul called reaching in on New Knoxville Rangers. So,
and the Rangers go to a full court man-to-man press.
Right now, Reese Guggenbill is able to break it, dribbling across half court, and pulls it back out under control. Throws it to Riggs Toby. Riggs drives in there, spins, and up and off the glass. No good. And it goes off of New Knoxville, but yet they retain the ball.
Just a little recap here. Currently, the Indians, they have Briggs Overman, Riggs Toby, Reese Guggenbiller, Landon Post, and Alex Deuce in the game.
Again, they have them doubled up by 21 here, 42-21 with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. And looks like New Knoxville also threw a new guy out there, Noah Holland,
which we've seen a lot of him last game.
Yes, we did. And three for Leffel. Giving him six on the night. Briggs Overman brings the ball up, drives in, kicks over to Riggs Toby on the right hand side, back to Briggs. Again, Indians lead 42-24. Briggs has the ball on the right hand side here. This is getting a little sloppy for the Indians. Drives into the middle and probably walked, got away with it, hands it over to Landon Post. Right now, we just need to be patient. We'll get our stuff if we're running. Yeah. Alex Dude drives in, loses it. Landon picks it up. Briggs has the ball on the left-hand side. Dribbling behind his back. Drives in. Stop. Pivots. Turn. Nice little move by Briggs Overman. I love that move. We call it the Rondo move. Get on balance. Little stop. Pivot. Get yourself on balance and be able to hit that little 12-foot pull-up. Nice move by Briggs. First 2 points here for Briggs. 44-24 Indians lead. Minute and a half to go. Leffel has the ball on the right-hand side. Drives in. Throws it up. Wild shot. No good. Guggenbiller has the ball for the Indians. Push it ahead to Overman. Overman has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings over to Landon Post on the left. Landon drives in. Big long steps up, and they're going to call charge on Landon Post. No good on the basket. He caught it from about 40 feet, put his head down, and he was just going to the rim. So that is Landon's second foul. Right now, we're token man-to-man full court here. Dwinger has the ball on the right-hand side, drives in, gets blocked. Guggenbiller with the ball. Looking to push up, hands off to Landon Post on the left-hand side, throws it over to wide-open Riggs Toby. Over to swing, nice job by the Indians. Alex Deuce to Briggs Overman.
Alex cuts, misses the layup. Riggs Guggenbiller with a shot. No good. Riggs Toby. Oh, my
another
goodness.
Charge.
And they're calling a charge. That was an Academy Award right there.
I think Coach Manger, they were working on some charges this week.
There's no way Riggs got a charge on that one. Well, they called it, so
we
I
had
guess
about
so.
Three offensive rebounds and three missed shots in the charge.
Actually, probably had two charges. The first one was more of a charge than the second one. Right now, Dwinger has the ball on the right-hand side, guarded by Riggs Toby. Splits the defense, throws it over to Leffel. Leffel drives back in, hands it off to Dwinger. Dwinger lets it fly for three. No good. Post with the rebound for the Indians with 20 seconds to go. Picks up his dribble. Hands it to Guggenbiller.
Be patient here, boys.
Guggenbiller just brings it across half court. Picks it up. Throws it over to Landon Post in the middle. 9 seconds to go. Trying to get organized here. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side. Skip past Alex Dews. One more extra pass to Briggs. Briggs drives in on the right-hand side. Goes up. Loses the ball. And no shot for the Indians there. So after three, our Indians lead 44-24. Good things happening for our Indians. Let's be back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great meals during Lent. There'll be fish, shrimp, and more for supper on Fridays, and most of their dinners will also include their salad bar and your choice of potato. For lunch, they'll have their fish sandwich, of course, and they'll also have their two-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Indians, we had some subs here. Looks like Daniel Patch, Cale Rammel, Troy Holman, and Rex Leverett all checked back in the game with Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce with the ball at the top. Looks to attack the rim. Nothing there. Turned over. Troy Dwinger, Rex Leverett tied up for a jump ball.
That was the first time we got the ball to start a quarter.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they got the jump. They got it at the second, got it at the third.
Good look there for Alex. And just fumbled the ball a little bit. Ball over to Leffel. Leffel bring the ball up. Passes over to Schrader on the wing. Schrader takes the ball screen. Looks up Troy Dwinger. Dwinger surveying the court. Back over to Leffel. Leffel attacks the rim. No shot there. Hit the back door to Richland. Richland out to Troy Dwinger on the corner. Rotates the ball to Schrader. Back over to Leffel. Leffel rotates the ball over to Dwinger. Dwinger takes the ball screen. Looks to nothing there. Passes up to Richland. Indians playing some great defense right now. Troy Dwinger pulls up for three. Misses. Rebound by Troy Holman. Troy brings the ball down, pushing it hard. Passes over Rex Leverett. Rex attacks the rim. Pulls around, jump shot, misses. Rebound by Troy Dwinger.
That was probably a bad shot by Rex right there.
That was really forced.
Yeah. Off balance, not even looking at the rim when you shot, and no passes. Dwinger has the ball, right-hand side, throws two Lammers on the pick-and-roll action, throws it right back to Dwinger, hand off to Leffel. Leffel drives in, splits the defense, takes it up, and going to be a foul on Troy Ullman. Reach in on Troy, I think that's his second.
And that was on number three, Leffel.
So Andrew Leffel, I believe, is his first name. Yep, Andrew Leffel, a 5'9 junior, going to the free throw line. And short on that one. And right now the Indians do have their starters in. Up by 20, 44-24, with 6:28 to go in the K&L Tractor fourth quarter scoreboard here. And Leffel's up, and no good on that one. Rex with the rebound. Throws it over to Landon Post. New Knoxville starting to put a little more token pressure on him. Down 20 here with 6 to go.
Rex has the ball over to Daniel Patch. Daniel dribbles, picks up a dribble, throws it in to Kel Rammel. Kel spins and got to be a foul, absolutely. Yeah. Nice look in there to Daniel to Kel to get it inside, and great spin move by Kel Rammel.
So fast.
That's one of those, I almost wonder if he scores that, they let that go and don't call the foul.
You know, we talk about that a lot in the flow of the game.
Yep.
And we both understand how refs, you know, will call games sometimes based on that flow. And, you know, I absolutely agree with you. That's a tough one.
Especially up 20 like that. Kel hits the first one and misses the next, second one. Dwinger with a rebound. Kel does have 18 on the night. Daniel Patch is the only other Indian with double digits here with 10. Troy Holman picking Dwinger up full court.
Good defense.
Yep. Troy's D'ing it up right there. One of our better on-ball defenders. Leffel has the ball, drives in, splits him, drives in, and lays it in.
And that's what the Rangers want right there. They're waiting for that pressure and get the dribble pass.
And Daniel Patch is the recipient of a nice pass from Kel Rammel. Breaking that pressure, Daniel lays it in, giving him 12 on the night.
Troy Dwinger with the ball over on the wing. Surveying Lammers down there at the post.
Yep. Ball screen received from Rushland. Back up to Luffel. Ball screen there by Dwinger on the right-hand side. He's looking to turn the corner. Great defense by Landon. Finds Schrader on the right-hand side. Good cut by Rushland inside. Bottled up there by Troy and Daniel. Turns around and shoots a shot. No good. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Picks it up. Throws it over to Rex Leverett. Rex over to Troy Holman. Troy sees the big gap, stop and drives, and hits the little 10-foot pull-up. Way to be under control. Troy Holman, nice little pull-up.
That's a great shot for him.
That is a great pull-up right there. Under control, looks good. The C's kind of parted for him, giving him 4 points there. Leffel has the ball, swings it over to Dwinger again. Indians lead here 49-26 in the K&L fourth quarter scoreboard. 4:30 to go. Dwinger loses the ball. Kel Rammel has it. Luffel's heading back. Kel's going to go up and misses the shot. Good hustle by Luffel coming back. He knew Kel was going to go up and hammer that thing.
Yeah, he did. And as a high school player, there's nothing worse than getting dunked on.
If Kel would throw down a little cool dunk, though, it would have been pretty cool to see, though.
I think so.
Kel Rammel cashes in on the Hall Brother free throw line to start the game off in the first quarter. Landon Post gave Kel Rammel a nice alley-oop pass for a dunk, which was pretty cool. We haven't had one like that in a while. Misses his shot. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Misses it. Daniel Patch with an offensive rebound. Throws it to Kel Rammel. Hits the three. Right now, Kel has 22, matching his jersey number. Two offensive rebounds there for the Indians as well. Drive in there, one-hander off the glass on the runners. Andrew Luffel
brings the score 53-28.
Giving him 10 on the night. Bright spot there for the Rangers. It's going double digits with Dwinger. Kel Rammel has the ball on the right-hand side. Dribbles in, kicks over to Daniel Patch. Daniel lets the three fly.
Good
long.
Work.
Yep, good kick by Kel Rammel. Offensive rebound by Kel. Throws
good
it
entry.
In to Daniel Patch. Daniel throws it over to Rex Leverett. Rex drives in, loses the ball. Luffel with it, pushing in transition. Brings it back out, swings it over to Schrader. Schrader receives the screen from Lammers. Trapped by Kel Rammel and Daniel Patch. Hands it off to Rushling. Throws it up, no good. Landon Post with a rebound. Throws it ahead to Kel Rammel. And knocked out of bounds is Dwinger. With 3:20 to go here in the K&L fourth quarter scoreboard, 53-28. And five Indians replace our five starters on the floor, and they get a big round of ovation there as Kel Rammel, Rex Leverett, Landon Post, Daniel Patch, and Troy Holman step off the floor. Gavin Evers, Briggs Overman, sophomores see first action here tonight for Gavin, and Briggs is in along with Reese Guggenbiller, Alex Dews, and Briggs Toby, and Coach Leverett calls a full timeout. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here. Again, 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Indians lead 53-28, and Briggs Overman's triggering the ball in. Again, we got Dews, Guggenbiller, Toby, Evers, and Overman on the floor. Great and attack. Guggenbiller drives and gets a kiss off the glass, giving him five on the night. So right now, Indians lead 55-28. Nice pass on the backside is rushing to Lammers, giving him four on the night. Right now, it's just going to wait to see what the final score is going to be. And it looks like Friday night, our Indians are going to take on the USV Rams. Alex Dews for three, no good. Going to be out on Briggs Overman.
And that game will be on Friday at 7:30 p.m. They'll have the second game after the Marion Local Flyers and the Ada Bulldogs game that is at 6.
Marion's the number one seed coming in, and Ada is 8, and USV is the 3 seed, and our Indians are the 5. Right now, Dwinger has the ball on the left-hand side. Be interesting over the next year or so with what Carson, Coach Manger can do.
That was started with this original program.
The ball short, good hustle here by Rushling, because this Rangers have no seniors on the squad.
Yeah.
Dwinger for three, no good. Guggenbiller with the rebound with 2:19 to go. And they are young. They do some good stuff. They have some nice dribble penetration. They have some good shooters.
Yeah. I do feel, you know, as a, you know, coach in junior high, they have a very weak eighth grade team, but their seventh grade team actually won the seventh grade tournament this year. So definitely some things to look up to there.
Yeah. And right now, I mean, you really don't need some of those eighth graders because they'll be freshmen next year. And right now you have your whole varsity team's intact. There's not too many teams in the conference that can bring their whole squad back. Briggs Overman with the drive and layup in there for Briggs Overman, giving him four on the night. So hopefully these young men for the Rangers will stay with it and come back next year and hopefully have a good offseason for themselves and get better. And Coach Manger is clearing out his bench, giving those young men there some time on the floor here in action. And those starters get a nice standing ovation for them as they played their hearts out here tonight and did a lot of good things. And again, the future's bright there for New Knoxville Rangers. Coach Carson Manger, again, Indians lead with 1:39 to go, 57-30. Right now, that's exactly what the score ended up being the first time. We won by 27 if it were to stay the same. New Knoxville's going to trigger it in on the side. Checking in is going to be number 20, Cole Wellman.
And he's a freshman. I know he's got quite a few freshmen here. Number 14 is also a freshman.
Solly Stiles, 6'1" freshman. Throws it over to number 22, Liam Lammers, who's a 5'5 freshman. Back to Stiles. Stiles drives in. Throws it over to Wellman. Wellman drives the baseline. Throws up a little wild shot. Rebound by Riggs Toby. Again, on the floor, you got five freshmen, I believe, for New Knoxville right now.
Yeah.
And that's their bench, you know. So
yeah.
These guys will get some JV minutes again next year, it looks like. Indians are going four corners, holding the ball here for the next minute. Throws it to Gavin Evers, up to Reese Guggenbiller. Basically trying to run some clock here, getting this thing over with. And they're trying to foul. I think they're trying to foul to get a sub in right there, the way it looks, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And so checking in is going to be Eli Lammers. Liam knew what he was doing. He was trying to get his brother on
there
the floor.
There you go.
Liam hurried him, took the foul so his brother could get on the floor there. So clock's not running right now. They're yelling, clock, clock, clock. Get that thing running. So we took about one. Yeah, it should have had about 6-7 seconds off there. It wasn't running.
I just say, let her keep going.
I agree. Again, right now, Knoxville has five freshmen on the floor. So, and returning your whole squad with a seventh-grade MAC championship team, which they beat a very good Marion Local Flyers team in that final. So
yeah.
I know Marion is pretty good. So for New Knoxville to beat them and run through the MAC gauntlet of tournaments, they have to be pretty good. So Gavin Evers has the ball in the high post, kicks it over to Briggs Overman. Gavin receives the ball, drives in, throws up a little floater, no good. Eli Lammers with a rebound, throws over to Cole Wellman. Wellman dribbles up, throws it over to Stiles. Stiles drives in. Three, no good in the corner for Wellman. So right now you have two Wellmans and two Lammers on the floor.
Yeah.
And all freshmen.
Just a little score update here. We have Liberty Benton after three, 51 over Parkway, 26. We also have St. Henry 54 over Minster 43. That's after three.
So Minster will be taking, or St. Henry will take on Lima. Temple Christian, St. Henry took the play-in game. And Perry, I believe, beat Goshen, so they'll play Bremen. So final from the horseshoe here at St. Mary's. Indians have 57, and New Knoxville Rangers have 30. We'll be back here to recap and have a happy Coach Leverett, I'm sure, up here to talk to us. So we'll pay some bills.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, again, we're back, and now it sounds like we're screaming.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe close this quiet, Jim.
Yeah.
Coach Leverett's already up here, but he's going to go over and talk to WPGW, and then he'll come over and talk to us here afterwards. But recap here, at the end of one, it was tied up 14-14. Second quarter saw our Indians outscore the Rangers 20-3 to take a halftime lead of doubling them up of 34-17. Third quarter saw the Indians outscoring the Rangers by 10-7 to take a fourth quarter 44-24 lead for the Indians, leading by 20 there. And the fourth quarter we outscored the Rangers 13-6 to end up winning 57-30, which again matched our 27-point victory we had against them the first time around. Leading the way for the Indians was Kel Ramlo, 22 big points. Daniel Patch chipped in with 12. Rex Leverett with 5, Troy Holman with 4, Briggs Overman with 4, Alex Dews with 4, Reese Guggenbiller with 5, and Landon Post with 1.
That's great scoring.
Yeah, it is. Well balanced. It's nice to get another guy there in double digits with Kel. And otherwise, after that, we were pretty balanced, which is something we haven't had and been begging for all year. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know, and Landon Post, he's been doing such a great job for us all year. I'm sure he'll bounce back from that. And, you know, he had a heck of a defense performance, so...
Yeah, you know, it's not always about scoring part of it, but, you know, Landon's our second leading scorer coming in with about 9 or so a game, and, you know, like I said, I definitely expect him to have a big night come Friday night. We're obviously going to need him and everyone else out there to, I don't know, I guess you call it upset as they are the 3 seed and we're the 5 seed, and I'm sure maybe Coach Lovett's going to play it off as that, like, hey, we got no respect.
I would, yeah, absolutely. So, nothing to lose.
Absolutely. So we're waiting on Coach here to wrap it up. Let's take one more commercial break, and we'll be right back. How about that?
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, and we're back here again. So looking out of our bracket of the Walpock District here in the D4 here, Jordan, we have New Bremen setting in at the number 2 seed. They are playing the Lima Perry Commodores, and then the bottom half of that bracket will be Lima Temple Christian, who is number 7, and they're playing the St. Henry Redskins. So I look at that and see St. Henry New Bremen finals in the first round of the district. You agree
I do
with
too.
That?
Absolutely.
And then we are looking at our portion of the bracket of that, the bottom half of it, but of our bottom half, we have the Marion Local Flyers, number 1 seed, taking on the Ada Bulldogs at 8, and then USV Rams is the 3 seed taking on Fort Recovery Indians, and I see all MAC final.
I do too. I hope so, at least.
I agree.
I hope so too, and I ain't agree.
Uh-oh.
He don't even know what he's agreeing to. That's the thing I love about Bob. He disagrees everything.
Well, have you met my wife?
Yes, we were actually talking all the way up here back and forth earlier. So. Hey, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, started off a little sluggish. I was like, come on, guys. You know, 7-2 to start. And, you know, like I just told
Ed,
that, you know, anything can happen in tournaments. You've seen, you know, tons of upsets. And you don't want a team to hang around. It was kind of funny. As soon as I went to sub some of those juniors in, that's when we went on a little run. It was like, oh, well, maybe I better play harder. I'm coming out, you know. But, yeah, once we got going, things kind of happened the way we wanted them to. Was a little surprised they came out and guarded us, man. But
so were we.
Which is great because I don't know what Upper's going to do. I mean, I would think they will play us a man. They've played some 1-3-1 throughout the year. But, yeah, I don't know what they'll do. So we'll take it.
Well, you know, you know well enough the tournament's about surviving and advancing it.
Right.
You don't care how ugly, how pretty, how it is. It's just move on. So
yep.
What does Coach Hubbard have as our scouting report on the Rams?
So Sanders is he's a 6'1 junior, 3-year letter winner. So he's played since his freshman year. He averages 16 a game. Stevenson is a senior guard at 6'3. He's a slasher. He averages 16 a game. So two guys that can score the ball. They have a sophomore guard that's pretty crafty too. He's around, I think, 8. And then they have another guard, number 4. I can't remember his name, but he's a little pesky defender. So he'll probably pick Troy up and probably work him a little bit. And then they have a big kid inside that's 6'4, probably 250. Kind of slow feet, but I mean, he does a great job. They do a really good job of picking and rolling with those guys. They run a ton of sets, a lot of gate screens and stuff like that from the games I've watched. So, you know, we'll be fine as long as we talk. We'll probably change up some things, maybe defensively a little bit, and give them a different look and not maybe just, you know, not to give anything away, but not maybe stay in a man the whole time. And, you know, so we'll see. But, you know, I don't know who they're going to guard us with. So that's why I think they might play zone. Who knows?
So besides the 6'4 kid, do their other guys have size or no?
No. 6'1, 6'3, 6'4, 5'10, 5'10.
Gotcha.
Play six kids, and that's it.
Wow. So we'll be looking to pressure them again probably.
Pressure them and hopefully get up. You know, they're going to be in good shape, obviously, right, at this point in the season. But, you know, we play eight, so hopefully we can wear them down a little bit and impose our will a little bit in size. And so,
was there anything tonight that you wanted to see a little different that you didn't see have happen?
I wanted us to run our offense a little bit better towards the end with, you know, when we were up 20, just with our starters as last to start the fourth quarter, and I didn't. I think Rex tried to get one on his own there, and I think Landon turned one over, you know, silly there at the end. But that's what I wanted to see, a little bit more disciplined at the end there. But, hey, you know what? They're kids, you know. That's part of the game. Go ahead.
Was there anything that was shocking to you tonight?
The man, yeah, because I just figured they was going to play a zone like they did the first time.
I was kind of expecting a little bit more of a pressure.
I thought he was going to there for a little bit, and then he never did.
Yeah.
And I think he was probably ready for the season to be over with. Yeah, like I told the guys on the bench, I feel sorry for Carson. Yeah, he's in just a tough situation with, you know, losing two guys that play a ton, and then you bring up some young kids that aren't ready, and it just turns into a rough season for them.
Well, and they're very young. I mean, they have their whole team back, and I mean, they're throwing freshmen in at the end right there. Yeah. That's their bench, and so
right.
But yeah, anyway, good win tonight,
yep,
Coach,
we'll take it.
And we're looking forward to seeing it on Friday and cutting down some nets.
Been 5 years. The last time our juniors were managers.
Wow.
So that sums it up a little bit there.
Yeah, as I said, we've not cut nets in a long time. Yeah,
Coach Bayshore's first year. So we're due.
That has been a while.
Toby said we're going to have to YouTube it and show them how to.
Well, you know, we did that.
We did it one year.
We did. Oh, yeah. We brought our kids in and practice on a Saturday before we left that night, and we practiced how to cut the nets down
because they have not cut the net down.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we cut a side net down.
Cut a side net down because they did not know how to cut a net down because we hadn't cut nets for a while.
Hey, we have some bad nets in the junior high that can be cut down.
And then we told the kids, this is Bob and I did this when our first year was this our second year together.
Second year
together, and we told them, we sat in the locker room and we said, hey, hold on to your nets there and get the feel of what it's going to be like cutting net down and visualizing that for yourself of. When you actually get the real net, you can toss this junk one away then. And
that's
so
awesome.
Coach Shepherd, we were talking earlier, and he's like, well, there's a method to it? Well, yeah, there's a way to cut down the net. You don't just go up there and start chopping away.
Well, Friday night after senior night when he stopped over, we had to bring up the whole
Not cutting down the net.
So he's a little bitter. He wants a piece of net, by the way, tonight, he told me. So did Chase Brun.
Well,
they're
going to have to earn it then.
Well, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast tonight, and this will wrap it up. Again, Brian Patch, Jordan Winter, Indians win. We'll see you on Friday night.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.